Wham! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Affiliate Marketing Lifestyle. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to a new episode loaded with tons of value and good stuff. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to increase opt-in rates and front-end sales in Udemy. This is something that someone brought to my attention somehow. I mean, I was aware of what I'm going to say, but I wasn't conscious of the impact that this could have. And it's true that even myself, I've been somehow without knowing, doing more or less the correct way. And you'll understand when I start explaining what I'm referring to. So what I'm going to be covering is how you create your ad text that you would use to put in your solos. You have a section in Udemy where you can create the ad text and put your link. And this is especially for beginners. There is something that is a no-no and something to avoid at all costs, and is to just buy a solo and only give the link to the seller. That is something you don't want to do unless you really trust the seller and unless you know that the seller knows what you are promoting. That's a recipe for disaster. And the reason I'm saying that is that whatever your potential subscribers see on the email that is being sent by the solo ad seller, it has to be in line, it has to be consistent with what those subscribers will find when they reach the landing page. It has to be a more or less consistent message. And there has to be some congruency as something that entices them to buy, and they see some alignment between what they have been told in the solo ad email and what they find on the landing page. So this is pretty important. Myself, I mean, I've never used the link itself. I have always provided an ad test, so I've never been caught in that trap. But I reckon that I'm not being very picky in terms of making sure that all the content I was writing in the ad text was fully congruent with what I'm having on the landing page. But it seems that from the testing, this is something that can really improve your sales and your opt-ins. The more consistency between what you are promoting, what you are saying on the email, and what you are showing on your landing page, the smoother the flow of your subscribers through the funnel, and then the higher opt-ins and in at the same time the front end sales. So yeah, this is something that you would want to do like one step at a time and changing one thing at a time, trying not to make many changes at the same time. If you are testing the landing page, you wouldn't want to keep also testing at the same time your ad text. It's just when you know that you have a good landing page, just running iterations of different ad texts and seeing how your audience reacts and how they respond to that message you are sharing with them in the first initial email, which is what they will see. That was it for today. So for those who are beginning with Udemy and they are going to open, they want to open an account with Udemy, you can do it through our link. So if you go to the website on the podcast website, you will find a URL, and that URL will take you to our affiliate toolbox where we share a number of free resources. And for those who join Udemy through our link, we are giving away a couple of things that you would find quite useful. One of them is we are providing support, free support for launching the first solo ad. That is one giveaway you get from us. And the other one is we are providing also a spreadsheet that will allow you to control your solo ads. So this is also a kind of a, at the same time, a good practice. And at the same time, it's just making you more, how would I put it, more efficient running your solo ads, because this spreadsheet will give you, you will see the different columns, give you a way of tracking your opt-ins, your sales, who you bought from, and you can compare on the same spreadsheet, and then you can decide who you take forward in terms of carrying on buying solos, and who you just ditch and you don't use it anymore. So ourselves, that's what we use, and we keep improving that spreadsheet. So whatever improvement we make to it, we will add it. So that's another giveaway you would get from us if you join Udemy through our link. So yeah, that was it for today. I hope this is something you can use and you can really practice and get more sales, more opt-ins, and yeah. So hopefully it will help you in that sense, in the same way it has helped me. So, and as I was saying, it's just a question of iterating, and it's not the first time you are going to get it right. So it's just through a number of tests, and every time you do it, keep in mind at least 300 visitors. I'm repeating myself. That was it for today. I'll see you soon in the next episode. I'll be back.